This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden has signed a $1.2 trillion government funding bill that will keep federal agencies running through September. The bill, approved at the 11th hour by the U.S. Senate early Saturday morning, expands access to child care, invests in cancer research, and provides some resources to the southern border. But as NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, the president noted that lawmakers left major agenda items on the table, including foreign aid and other border issues.
In a statement, President Biden acknowledged that the funding bill was a compromise and neither Democrats nor Republicans got everything they wanted. But Biden called on Congress to do more. He said the House needed to pass the national security bill that would provide more funding to Ukraine and its war against Russia. And he called on Congress to pass the bipartisan border bill, which failed last month.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. Russia is observing a national day of mourning 2 days after a terrorist attack on a concert hall on the outskirts of Moscow. An informal service was conducted outside the Moscow area's Crocus City Concert Hall, where a makeshift memorial drew people. Many people left flowers. More than 130 people died, more than 150 injured, when gunmen burst into the big venue. Rescuers are still scouring the scene, and people are still missing. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that 11 suspects had been apprehended, including 4 people believed to have participated in the attack. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more.
Across the country, all entertainment and sports events have been cancelled. On Russian TV, announcers are wearing black. And there's one particular street in Moscow, it's about a mile from the Kremlin, where they have some of the biggest video screens. All the video screens are showing this dramatic image of a single candle burning and the word Skarbim, we mourn.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. The man expected to be the next prime minister of Ireland is due to be announced as the new leader of his own political party later today, unless other candidates come forward. As Robbie Griffiths reports, he is very likely to become the youngest prime minister in his country's history.
Leo Varadkar surprised many this past week when he announced his resignation as prime minister, shortly after a visit to the United States. Varadkar had been in power for most of the last 7 years, and his centre-right party Fine Gael remains the biggest party in a coalition government. That means the 37-year-old Simon Harris, who is currently Ireland's Minister for Education, and so far the only person who has put themselves forward to replace Varadkar, will become the party's leader, and the next Prime Minister. Ireland is due to hold local elections in June, and a general election before the end of March next year. Robbie Griffiths, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. The Sundance Institute says its CEO, Joanna Vicente, is stepping down. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports Vicente's decision comes just 2.5 years since she took the job, one of the most prominent and independent cinema.
In a statement issued by the Sundance Institute on Friday, Joanna Vicente didn't give a specific reason for her departure. Vicente joined Sundance in November 2021. She previously headed up the Toronto International Film Festival and also has a long track record as a movie producer. During her tenure, Vicente helped bring the world-renowned Sundance Film Festival back as an in-person event after 2 years of pandemic shutdowns. She expanded the festival internationally and created more support for filmmakers from underrepresented communities. But keeping Sundance afloat has been challenging. The Institute laid off 6% of its staff last summer. Sundance's Board of Trustees said it has appointed board member Amanda Kelso as acting CEO, starting next month. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
In Atlanta, the prosecution against former President Donald Trump goes on, says Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. She's leading a team of prosecutors in the election interference case. Willis was the focus of weeks of proceedings over her romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired. That prosecutor is no longer part of the team. And as for the case, Willis says it's still on. Quote, the train is still coming. Defense attorneys continue to press claims about her handling of a sprawling prosecution against the former president. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.